You're listening to DraftKings Network.
OG.
Make some noise.
Thank you so much for listening to the Cooligans. On this episode, in the first one, we're talking about that survey. Oh, who's the most underrated? Who's the most overrated? Where do you like to play? Where do you hate to play? There's a lot going on. Plus, we talk about my trip to Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
Exactly. And in the second segment, we're covering some of the MLS games. Red Bulls look amazing. NYCFC looks amazing. New England, why are they also amazing? We're not used to that. Also, Liam Ridgewell, where are you? And Colorado and Sporting Kansas City, Kyrie. Just what a surprise.
Yeah.
What a nice surprise.
And this episode is full of silk.
A lot of silk.
That and more on this episode of the Cooligans!
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Hello! What's up?
Come on!
What's good? What's cracking?
What up, yo?
Welcome, welcome to the show. I appreciate the fact that Alexis is here and has
physically,
physically.
I am.
I mean, is consciously are you here?
No, baby. That guy is still whatever it is. What is it? 3,000 feet in the air? 30,000?
3,000. Yeah.
He's everybody. Look out! He's not that far up there.
Planes are hitting antennas. Yeah. On top of buildings. You're very, very close.
Oh boy. 30,000 feet in the air. I am just. I guess sleep deprived?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
All right, let's see. Let's see what comes through this noggin when you haven't really slept.
Yes, so again, welcome to the show. Welcome back from Los Angeles.
Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
LV and LA. We are the Cooligans. We are here at the Hackensack Meridian Health, Stage 17.
Don't know if you can tell. We're recording. We're back in the studio, baby.
Yeah.
We're not on the phone.
Exactly. Yeah, you were. You called in last week from. You were in Vegas.
I was in Las Vegas at that time.
At the time when we spoke, you were at PizzaCon, Convention,
the International Pizza Expo.
The International Pizza Expo, and I remember the last year when we talked. I think was the first time
I did it.
Okay, it was the first time you did it. Yeah. All right. Yeah, and I made fun of you for just even. For it even existing and you being a part of it, but it is
2 years in a row.
we can't deny that it is hella on brand.
Yeah.
For the Cooligans.
Also, you've seen the video with Time McNamara. If you guys are listening or watching, well deserved. I think well deserved my inclusion.
Oh,
in
sure,
the International
Yeah,
Pizza
if there's any place you belong, it is. You belong in detention and at a pizza expo.
Two things I frequent very much. Apparently,
two things you're very, very familiar with.
Yeah. Did you get detention a lot?
No, I was a good boy.
Really?
Yeah, I was a good kid.
I was like a 4 or 5 day a weeker.
That's every day of school.
Well, every once in a while, I was like good one day, and I was I got a couple Saturdays. I got a couple Saturdays under the belt.
Detention / after school program.
Yeah. I had to lie to my mom when it was Saturday. I'm like, oh, we got to study extra for honors classes. She believed every word of
it. Yeah. Just like, yeah, well, he is getting all C's and D's. I mean, guess he does need
clearly,
to study.
Clearly. Honors classes. I guess you got to put an extra effort in if you want to get an A in those classes. None of them say honors on the report card. I was really good at signing my mom's name.
So welcome back. How was it? You got to do a lot of stuff in Vegas, but also in LA.
LA was awesome. I wanted to go check out a Las Vegas Lights FC game or something.
Okay.
But there just wasn't enough time. I was only really there for like 2 full days. But Los Angeles was dope. I got to go check out the stadium. Do a tour. That video is going to be coming out. Check that out.
You went to Carson?
I went to Carson, and I was like, this looks nothing like Los Angeles.
Wow, you got to see where the Chargers play? Pretty awesome. Yeah.
I got to see all 17 of Zlatan's parking spots. He can have whatever he wants.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about a lot of those things.
Los Angeles was dope, though. Shouts to LAFC for hooking it up. Shouts to Hearts of LAFC and the 3252, I believe
they're
called.
Yeah, 3252, yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
All right. Maybe that's all I need is to sleep less.
And you can remember 4 digits.
Yeah. Not bad.
Pretty impressive.
Oh, 3,000 feet in the air.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco. That is
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Yeah, I was gonna say your name, but because you were drinking.
I was drinking a little bit of agua.
A little bit of water. Well, yeah, welcome to the Cooligans. We are two stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer podcast and also
the goddamn gulliest soccer podcast.
That's right.
Was really good.
The realest of the real. Speaking of keeping it real, I want to mention a shout out to NYCFC and their social media.
They got their Twitter fingers popping
last night, which made me laugh so much.
We letting interns do this now?
Yo, Mark Booth, what's going on?
Yo, Booth.
I think Mark Booth has become a just straight up New Yorker.
He's Mark Booth.
This is so funny because NYCFC kind of posted a picture from Yangel Herrera, the midfielder for NYCFC.
We seen Yangel Herrera.
Yeah. We seen Yangel. He posted a picture of him and his mom at One World Trade, right?
Right. And the mom's like on the floor of the part where it's like see-through. It's,
yeah.
It's a cute photo.
Cute photo.
Of like like someone coming to New York for the first time.
Yeah.
And doing some touristy. But the mom is down. Like, it's kind of a cool.
It's very sweet. And I guess they took it from his Instagram, the photo. And then they put the caption, Yangel Herrera took his mom's to One World NYC today.
Took his mom's, yo.
He took his mom's, yo. What are you going to do?
Don't call him, yo. He's with his mom's right now.
And then some people were like, yo, this is... like, props to you.
Yeah.
And then some people were like, well, how many moms does he have?
Nah, man.
One mom.
If you're going to represent New York City, moms, that's one person.
Yeah, you could. It's moms. It's also Mom Dukes.
Mom Dukes.
Mom.
Yeah.
All perfectly valid.
Mamacita? No.
No. You do not talk to your mother that way.
No, someone says that to your mom, you kill them. That's how that works.
Okay?
Don't you dare disrespect your mother by calling her mamacita.
Even if your father does it, you're like, hey, you better stop talking to my mom that way.
Kids around here, man.
Don't you dare disrespect where I came from. So, super, that was just hilarious to me.
One letter changes that whole thing.
And it just,
adding an S to mom becomes the most. You could see him wearing ACGs. He's at a bodega trying to get a cat off the bread. Yo, I'm trying to get that bread. Get off that thing, cat.
Yo, I need some bread for my mom.
Yo, moms need bread.
So, there's a bunch of stuff. We'll actually get into.
Not aggressive.
We'll get into all the Zlatan news. I mean, really, that's like the big news. Not just Zlatan coming to the LA Galaxy, but really. Fox Soccer for just straight up ripping off one of our
and doing a terrible job of it.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
That
with
was
it.
A bad one. It doesn't even look like Zlatan. It looks like a character, like an evil character in Aladdin in the live production of Aladdin.
Which I saw Aladdin on Broadway. It was pretty.
Did you?
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. How was Zlatan in it?
It was pretty impressive. He played Jafar.
Yeah, he showed up whenever he wanted.
He actually looks like Jafar. Yeah. You think about it.
He showed up whenever he wanted.
Before we get into that, just want to remind everybody, thank you again for always leaving a review on iTunes. If you haven't done that, do that right now. We'll appreciate it. I think we're currently at 106 reviews.
Come on.
We've gotten some really good ones. Right now, you're listening, just go ahead and do it. Just why?
Just go ahead. What are you doing? Why are you not doing it?
We see the stats. We see how the percentage. It's something like 70% of people listen on an Apple device or iPad or an iPhone.
So, we know the numbers. That is not 70%. So, come on.
So.
You listening right now. And shouts to some new listeners. I know a lot of people, Nelba, not recently.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been tweeting at us, hey, first time I listen, and these guys are really funny. Blah, 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 blah. What does gully mean? We see the whole thing. Thank you so much.
So, we appreciate it. All right. So.
Also, you asked before this podcast if anyone had any questions.
Yeah.
Regarding Balompié.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And some people said, what is Balompié? How could you not know what the real original name for soccer
that's
is?
That's the original name for soccer in Spanish.
That is the exact translation of football.
Football.
Yeah. Although some say Balompié.
Yeah.
Some say Balom. In Spain, they say Balom with an M.
Which is how it's said. Yeah, it's always
no, said. But some you could still spell it Balón with an N.
Oh, I've never seen it spelled that way.
It's both. Come on, baby.
Okay. So... I'm glad we sorted that out.
Yeah,
it's a Spanish lesson with the Cooligans.
Lesson number two.
All right,
3,000 feet.
We have an LAFC scarf in front of us, but we're gonna start talking with LA Galaxy because they're taking up all the tabloids. All right,
they are stealing the shine right now. LAFC has a bye week, and that's when Galaxy's like, "This is our time."
All right, we gotta do something.
Hurry up! No one's talking about that for once.
LAFC. I mean, it looks like they're gonna. I mean, they won two of their first games, but they might go 3-0. Who knows?
And by the way, Jerry even said when we were in Philly, mm-hmm. I was like, "Look out, Diego Rossi. No one's talking about him. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal to be the captain of Peñarol."
And everybody was like, "Nobody cares, Alexis."
And I was like, "Oh, who's right now, huh? Come on."
He has to look
threw good. Him in my fantasy team.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
He's actually coming. We talked about this. This might be the third episode.
Exactly. We did.
Where we talk about this.
Last year when the rumors were heavy of Zlatan coming over.
Super Dominican. Hanging out with your cousins.
Matt Heavy.
when the rumors were, eso está heavy.
Eso está heavy. What are you wearing? I mean, that's what
this
it is.
This has become the official Spanglish podcast.
Look, if now you know. I mean, there's people listening in like Iowa and Idaho like... Oh, it's not heavy.
No, heavy.
It's heavy.
Heavy. It's a heavy.
All right, now you're learning how Dominicans speak to each other.
H-E-H-V-E-E. Heavy.
It's actually J-E-V-I.
Yeah.
If you want
I mean, I'm trying to say it, spell it so they can get it. You're going to confuse
phonetically.
Not only are we throwing in Dominican slang into a podcast the whole country's listening to, but now you're going to spell it in the Spanish, right? I mean, right now, a real Nebraska FC, the Bug Eaters FC fan is listening to this going, I need to pause this and Google a lot.
Okay, yeah. And that's part of it, okay?
He's calling his mom moms.
Yeah, you better be calling your mom's moms.
You better be. Somebody say, Mamacita, you pull that pickup truck right over. Pull that John Deere over on the side of the road and you defend that woman's honor.
All right. Zlatan Ibrahimovic to LA Galaxy. Again, we did talk about this last year. It was a big rumor, and it seemed like he was not going to re-sign for that extra year at Manchester United. And
which it looked like, I guess it was just like a chance for him to recover, I guess?
Yeah, because he had the surgery after the knee injury.
Yeah, the knee injury.
I think if he didn't get injured, he probably would have come to LA Galaxy last season.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to stay in London, to stay in Manchester for the recovery. That lets me know that maybe I think he thought he had another year in him out there.
Yeah.
And then the recovery and it looks like, you know.
And then he got hurt again.
He got hurt again. And it doesn't also, looks like he doesn't really fit what it is that Mourinho's doing out there.
Yeah, and as soon as Lukaku got there, there's no need for a 70% healthy Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So.
37? What is he, 36?
36, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on
now. I think the thing more than just Zlatan signing with the team was how he was announced. I mean, they really did prepare like a media blitz for him. I wish it was he's such a big star and a big player that it should have been more of a popular thing across all of sports and sports news.
All news should have
it should have been a bigger deal. But I think because of where he is in his career, how old he is, coming off an injury. It probably just didn't, people didn't really want to talk about it as much. That's my guess.
We've already said this a million times. Look, this perpetuates the whole retirement league thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Zlatan Ibrahimovic. You got to do it.
You got to make a couple exceptions.
There's not one team in MLS that would not want Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Exactly.
He may not be your starter. And NYCFC clearly don't need him.
I mean, you don't get him on the team and him being like, oh, well, I'm okay being on the
bench. I don't know. He ain't a DP, dog.
Oh, I'm all of a sudden humble Zlatan.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you guys like to do. would anyone like me to carry their bags? I don't know why I have this French accent, but I am Zlatan.
Because, I mean, the announcement for Zlatan was in that he got.
I actually went to go buy one and I completely forgot. I walked in a store and I ended up getting chocolate bar instead. I swear to God,
you were distracted by the chocolate.
You know what it is? There's no bodegas in LA, right?
Yeah.
So I happened to be, I was doing a show in Santa Monica and I got there really early because it's really far away from where I was staying. I don't know how anything, I do not know. I don't think people in LA understand how traffic works. I definitely don't understand how traffic works, right? I'm like, how many subway stops is it? You know? So I took an Uber, whatever they call it, express pool, where you have to like walk two blocks. It's like you walk to where the car's already coming from, basically.
Sure. You know, that's it's similar that, that in Dominican Republic, there's no subways. So yeah. they what that's kind of what they do. They have like these car lines that are like, they have like numbers or letters similar to the, like our subways,
yeah.
But they're just like Geo Metros that pack in like six people.
Really?
You know, I swear, you just jump in.
The subway car is a Geo Metro?
Essentially. Yeah. And it's sort of a line that you go on that street,
yeah.
And then you can, and it'll
it's
take
like a taxi stand almost?
Yeah, yeah. But it goes a certain route. And you hop on and hop off.
That's pretty dope. So express pool is kind of the same thing. Like you say where you're going and then it's like, all right, go walk two blocks to that main street. And this dude will pick you up, and then he'll probably drop you like a block or two away from where you're going, which is fine. I'm a New Yorker. I'm used to walking. People complain about it. I don't, right? I get there super early, and I'm like, you know what? Let me walk around. I walk around, and I see the magazine. I see like a newspaper in the window. I'm like, oh, my God, LA Times.
Well, you're like, you must have been like, a newspaper? Yeah. I haven't seen one of these since I was a little boy.
So I pushed the blacksmith out of the way, and I was like, I apologize, sir, but I need to get me a newspaper. Boy, I wish I could read.
Chocolates.
I walk in. I was like, hey, you know, I'm actually kind of early and I didn't eat anything. I'm going to eat after the show. I might as well get something to pick my blood sugar up because you know how I hate when it's low. So I was like, let me go in. I get a bottle of water. I started looking for chocolate and they had like English. They had like British candy. And I was like, I don't want a Lion bar. You know what I mean? I should have gotten Lion bar because of the slot time. Right. So I'm walking around. I'm looking around. I get it. I forget what I get. I think I got one of those like Dairy Milk joints, the Willy Wonka bar. And I walk out of there. I'm just eating my chocolate, drinking a little bit of water. I'm walking around. I go do the show, and I was like, I forgot. That's why I walked in there. Goddamn newspaper. I wanted to bring it with me so we could have it.
All I'm thinking, you remind me of Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons, the cop's little boy, the kid that's like, that he has like a.
Is that the?
No, that's a different. That's the bully. Wait.
The dumb kid?
The dumb kid, yeah. That's always easily
with,
distracted.
With, like, the stringy hair?
Yeah, yeah.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, but, yeah, that was the announcement for Zlatan. There was a one-page.
It was a full-page ad.
A full-page ad.
At the top, it said, Dear Los Angeles, you're welcome. And then all the way at the bottom.
No. It said, Welcome to Zlatan. Welcome to Zlatan.
No, it says, You're welcome.
Oh, it just said, You're welcome?
Yeah, it just says, You're welcome.
Okay. All
and
right.
Then so he's like, don't worry about it. I got this. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, and I don't...
Clearly not him. Clearly the marketing department for LA Galaxy. But look, they're stepping their game up. You know, they changed the game a little bit last year. With the was that last year or the year before with the star shooting theme?
I believe that was last year. Yeah.
That thing, right? And then they got in trouble for it, and MLS was like, wait a minute, the fans like this. Everybody do this. You know?
Yeah, but that was a... No, that wasn't. That was that.
That was
they
a dive.
Started that.
Yeah,
that
a dive from Portland.
From Portland. Yeah. And Portland did the. They did a video. They've done it twice about like with that scientist trying to understand like the galaxy and the cosmos and stuff like that. Remember that? So they fired
Which
back.
Seemed a little forced, but they were the first ones to sort of you know really really get involved in like the sort of. I guess, like, flaming the other team with a meme as opposed to just sort of having fun with a meme, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was a little bit of a roast. So that was dope. And now, boom. You know, now they're doing these whole page ads, things like this. This is where the fun of the league comes up. And if we're going to look like a retirement league and we're going to look like all these things and we're going to go buy, you know, 36-year-olds, okay, let's at least have fun with it. You know what I mean?
36-year-olds or 36-year-olds?
Let's get 36-year-olds. We're starting a U6 team. It's going to be a big squad.
It's going to be a lot of people.
We're going to play on a full pitch. That's the problem. Let's get 36-year-olds.
It's like those videos where they have all the, like, the
100 kids.
100 kids playing against,
versus
like three
Deli Ali or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm. Look, some people were being really negative about it, and like you know,
of course it's gonna happen. What would you if NYCFC signed Zlatan Ibrahimovic right now? Would you say?
That would be the best. That would be awesome.
Would you? I'd be like, yo, get behind Ishmael Chouri Shradi, son.
Well, I mean, it would be him and Villa or like. A Batman, he wouldn't be a backup or whatever, but like it just seeing Like, the difference between, like, having Pirlo, a midfielder, who's just, like, kind of a general and just distributes the ball.
Or but generally, like, not involved.
Generally not, just taking a break most of the time.
I don't know, out there thinking about cured meats.
But when you think about, like, if you want an older player, do you want an older defender, an older midfielder, or an older forward? I would probably be most okay with an older forward.
Yeah, I want, like, because he's also wily. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he knows where to go.
Yeah, and he's also a big dude. He's not... He's not going to play, like, the toughest defense, but you also don't really need him to be, like, the strongest of defenders.
But now what happens to Ola Kamara?
I heard Siggy Schmidt, he wants to do two up top, and or maybe one and one behind.
Because Ola Kamara's out there cooking, man.
Yeah, and he got a hat trick?
Yeah, he was doing the eat him up. He was doing the cereal.
But no, for Norway.
Norway. Yeah, that's when he was celebrating.
Like, so he's doing well. His position is not in any danger whatsoever.
I mean, if two up top doesn't work, what are you going to do?
Well, LA Galaxy, to their credit, they look slightly better than they did last year. Giovanni Dos Santos is the problem. I mean, he's not good.
Nah.
And I can't tell exactly what's wrong with him.
I think it's that he's bad at soccer.
Okay, this is an interesting take. I haven't heard this one.
I hate to go out on a limb here.
No, I mean, look, Giovanni Dos Santos already has an illustrious career. He's played in some big clubs. I mean, played in
Spain. He got no illustrious career.
I mean, he's been pretty good. He's good for Mexico.
Never got on the field at Tottenham back when they were terrible.
Okay.
And then where'd he go after that? Real Betis?
No, he was in Valencia. Right? Valencia.
We don't even know. That's how bad it was.
But it's illustrious.
It's not illustrious. I think what he got? He got in La Masia. That's it. He got in Barcelona's academy. That was the peak of his career.
Wow.
That's it. You did nothing, Giovanni.
Look,
you did nothing. And guess what? Now you're at LA Galaxy, and you're doing nothing.
I think if I'm not mistaken, he might be injured right now. But I think he's the person you replace for Zlatan. I think, you know, he's going to be able to improve.
You're going
to
put a DP on the bench for a TAM guy? Because Zlatan...
It happened to Andrea Pirlo. I mean, what? It's not impossible if they're not delivering.
He was rude to leave that senior citizen out there. let me tell you something. Zlatan as a TAM guy is the greatest coup of this whole thing. Because his ego would lead you to believe that there's no chance in hell he's coming here as a TAM guy. $1.5 million a year... For Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Yeah, it is strange. It does seem like he must have been he probably got a better offer somewhere else, right? In another country, without a doubt.
You would imagine. Yeah, imagine China could have paid him more.
Sure, and so I imagine I think it was one of those things that he probably made the promise or was in talks probably because they said that they've been in talks for like three or four years.
Yeah.
For him to go to LA Galaxy, and I think he probably. I don't know, maybe he just felt bad. I'm like, all right, I got it.
It doesn't seem like a Zlatan thing to do.
They've been asking me all this time. It's just like...
Not for a discount. He could have garnered
He could have garnished what?
He could have garnished his taco with a little cilantro. He could have asked for 4 to 5, and he should have gotten it.
I mean,
he has an illustrious career. He's won the first year he's been everywhere.
Yeah, he's...
what is it? Ajax, Malmo, PSG... Manchester United, Milan.
Barcelona. Inter. You say Barcelona?
Barcelona. Barcelona. I mean, that's 6 out of what I think is 8. I think I forget the other two.
I forgot. Yeah, I don't know where. I don't.
Iceland international team. You know, he's played everywhere he wants to play. He's a monster. He could have asked for a lot more money.
Probably.
So this is a big win for LA Galaxy, even if he doesn't play all the way, you know, to his potential or the way he played his first year at Manchester United. This is a big win. This is a big win for LA Galaxy, even if all you do is steal the headlines for 1 week.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him actually play. The issue right now is that people don't know, even LA Galaxy, don't know when he's showing up.
Yeah, Chris Klein's like, yo, he could be here this week, he could be here next week, I mean, he could be here whenever he wants.
I text him, but, like, he doesn't text me back, and I'm like, you know, but I don't, like, take it personally because, like, you know, I just, like, I really like him, you know. Yeah, I think we're, like, it's going to go somewhere.
He did say he was busy, so I'm not going to hold it against him. I send 10 texts, he sends 1, and it's just an emoji.
Zlatan, I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Get off my back.
Zlatan, I told you I'd do it, babe. Ibrahimovic.
Oh my God. So that is like the sort of the annoying part, because LAFC and LA Galaxy are going to be playing a game, I believe, this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool if Zlatan makes his first appearance there, that's not likely.
I mean, they'd have to put him in the 18.
Yes.
It would be known. He can't make, like, a dramatic entrance. Yeah. It would be great if, like, helicopter brings him in right before the first whistle. Like, oh, my God, we thought they were going to play with 10 men.
But no.
You just hear a lion. Or he walks in on a lion's back.
I mean, there's so many opportunities for how to make the entrance. We saw the Las Vegas Lights. Their introduction. They put out a video with there was an alpaca.
There's two alpacas.
Two alpacas, because one alpaca is absurd.
You need alpaca. You can't be out here with just one alpaca.
What is this, like some just like NPSL club? No,
we're not 100% amateur. You got to have two alpacas.
Two alpacas, all right? We take this club and this sport seriously.
Yeah. Now look our cartoonish Elvis mascot right in the eye and tell him you respect this club because we have two alpacas.
Yeah.
Motorcycle. Chelis is coming in on a motorcycle. You got Elvis dancing around. You've got them running in through neon tubes. I mean, this is just the most ridiculous. It is a acid assisted fever dream that is happening over there.
Yeah, it was. So I mean, look, LA Galaxy can learn a couple things, a thing or two from Las Vegas Lights.
Everything a child said his first time after getting, you know, the drugs for dental work. I forget the drug is.
Sure, yeah.
Everything that kid said while he was out, they did. Yeah. He's like, you need two alpacas.
Yeah, I was watching that introduction of the team, and I was like, is this real life?
Yeah.
Is this real?
Dad, is this real?
So it is. Look, there's a lot of opportunities to have a lot of fun. My absolute dream is to get Zlatan Ibrahimovic on this show, man.
Can I say something? I sent an email.
Okay.
And I said, hey, probably a long shot, but it's worth me asking. And they replied back, nearly impossible, but I'll forward.
This is just great. I mean, you gotta shoot your shot.
Yeah, listen. Took him a chance.
Yeah, okay. There's gonna be a lot of ladies shooting this shot with Anthony Beamer. Yeah. We're one of them.
We're one of them.
We're lining up.
We're out here putting on lipstick.
Because you never know. For some crazy reason,
stranger things have happened.
Exactly. He might say a lion does show up on the Cooligans podcast or something like that. So you never know. So look. Overall, I think this is a good thing for the league. I mean, it's not as big as Beckham arriving to the league, but it's the next sort of the next iteration of that kind of like solely for the marketing. Because look, the future of the league is now. If you ain't Uruguayan, Paraguayan, Venezuelan, you ain't welcome.
Yeah,
here.
You gotta. Yeah, and if your name don't end in Guayan, dog, like we ain't even.
No, we're not interested.
What kind of flag is that? You know, we can't have it.
So that's
sweet Guayan.
So yeah, I mean, it's Zlatan has the ability to start his own country.
Yeah, we are not sweet Guay. Everybody, welcome.
I mean, that's I want a summer in Sweet Aguay, to be honest.
Sweet Aguay sounds amazing. It's just a bunch of white guys drinking mate. It's like,
so, but it's going to be a good thing for the league overall. From a marketing perspective, as soon as that first game happens where Zlatan is there, the first couple goals, just like.
It's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be a huge deal. So, speaking of LA, you were in LA. So
I was in Los Angeles.
How was you took a tour of the Bank of California Stadium, or as Susanna Collins says, the Bank of America Stadium.
Bank of America Stadium. And let me tell you something. That I can't remember. Oh, Wachovia. The Wachovia Stadium. It's just a beautiful Wells Fargo Stadium is one of the greatest.
The Banco Popular.
Banco Popular. Oh my God, I would love that. That is, how is that not where Cibao FC plays?
I don't know.
El Banco Popular. That would be the greatest. It's first of all, it's absolutely gorgeous. Smaller than what I expected.
Okay.
It's 22,000 seater.
All right.
So I expected somewhere in 26, but they have a safe standing area, mm-hmm. and some of the guys from, you know, some of the fans were, their input was a part of that. Like, you know, the league or the team had looked at what could we do, had brought some of those, or at least took some suggestions.
Sure.
And safe standing is a part of that, where you have, like, the railings and the seats underneath it, kind of like they have in Europe. That was actually really, really cool. So it's not exactly the wall like you see in Orlando, but very, very similar. All those supporters' seats are sold.
Okay.
They're going to have their own bar area. It's very LA-ish, too. Like, it's open. The corner's open, so you can see the skyline if you're sitting in, like, the owner's boxes or in the press box. And, you know, I made the comment, like, oh, look at that cute little skyline. You know? Oh, look at that. A couple more buildings and you're Milwaukee, you know? But that'll be in the video. But to me, it was like they did everything exactly right. It's in downtown. It's in a very highly populated area of LA. There's like the only thing missing is there's no real bars around there, so
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Downtown LA is not like a spot where like people go to hang out.
It is now, but like it's because it's like Bushwick like 15 years ago.
Okay,
you know, like it's still a little grimy, but like,
but
you know, there's
some
like
people, but Bushwick, Brooklyn. You're
Bushwick,
to.
Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah, as opposed to what?
No, I'm saying there's some people listening who probably do not know what you're talking about.
Oh, I was just talking to you specifically. I mean, the podcast is me and you talking. So
okay, and then all of a sudden I'm like, why are people listening to us and tweeting at us? I'm like, why are they like listening into our personal conversation?
Just because we post this conversation on iTunes does not mean you have the right to listen to this.
Okay,
if you are, you might as well leave 5-star review.
Cambridge Analytica. Yeah. Stop listening to all our information.
Bruh. We didn't agree to this. So, like, Bushwick, Brooklyn, if you don't know, it's an area that's a lot of factories. And now it's super filled with, like, residential and hip and all that. But at one point, it was just factories that people were converting into other things. It kind of feels like that's what downtown LA is. There is people who live down there, but everything's really spread out because it's very, very industrial. So this is kind of like an opportunity for, like, there's, like, a fried chicken joint across the street, but it's more of, like, a chain. It looks like what we would like a Roy Rogers or something, you know?
Okay.
Or like a Burger King, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't. You wouldn't be caught dead in that one of those places.
Son, I ain't going in there. I ain't no chain eating. I ain't eating no chain, dog. But like, it needs bars. I think there's a place called El Bandito, which is like two blocks away.
Yeah, Bank of California Stadium. You need bars.
Yeah,
you
bars,
ain't got no
dog.
Bars, dog.
Get out the cipher, my G. You need bars. You need a place for them to stay. But there's like this little sort of circular park area where they're not sure if the team is going to sort of take control of it or if they're just going to allow the supporters to sort of make that into like a little bit of like a beer park almost.
Okay.
So there's going to be an opportunity for them to kind of hang out there.
I remember when I was in LA, two years ago,
mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the map of where the Bank of California Stadium is in, regards to like downtown LA, and it's not too far from Drip Doctors.
I should have gotten a Drip Doctor. I was out there. I could use a
little. If you don't
IV.
Remember, Drip Doctors was the
ruined Samir Nasri's career faster than he could ruin his own, which he has tried since Arsenal.
Yes, that was the IV drip sort of nutrition place that was filled with essentially
gives you some liquids. From what we hear, it takes away some liquids
from some very attractive women that may do offer a little bit more than just that drip,
a little sun extra.
So that's cool. That was a cool experience. So there is a video coming soon that will be on Designated Player, David Villa's channel that we
check it out.
You know, are going to be making some content on. So make sure you check that out. So a couple.
When do we get hired by Zlatan's media channel?
That would be exciting.
That would be, boy, that would be.
What kind of videos would Zlatan make us do?
I have, oh my God. He's like, here's another video of you people saying how beautiful a photo of me is. This isn't very funny, Zlatan.
Fight these animals for my amusement.
Yeah. I am a black belt. Watch me kick your ass over and over again.
Okay, a couple other things that we'll get to before we get to a couple of the games. It was an international break, but MLS is like, forget all that noise. We still playing our games.
We international. We can play.
So we'll get to the games in a moment. So a couple quick things.
Sweet Uruguay won.
Sweet Uruguay.
They won their game.
In Minnesota United news, we're recording this fairly early Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
So we don't know if this is announced yet, but it should be official because it's already on MLSsoccer.com. But Darwin Quintero, the Colombian player that plays currently at
Club America
in Liga MX, he is reportedly signing with Minnesota United. And Minnesota United, obviously, since Kevin Molino got injured, this is probably a much bigger deal. They need someone. They need an attacking option outside of Abu Danlari. So Minnesota hasn't looked great, especially over the weekend.
No.
They got a lot to figure out.
I don't know if Darwin Quintero fixes that unless he's also going to coach. You know what I mean? Just, you got any ideas?
Player coach. what is it? Heath? Adrian Heath. Yeah. I always get confused with the announcer for ESPN, Adrian Healy.
Healy. Yeah.
And so
let him coach. Anybody coach besides Adrian Heath?
No, I mean Minnesota. I think they have shown a little bit of improvement.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
But when they're in front of teams that are like legit, like really good, they
look terrible.
They look like Minnesota United. Yeah. So they have some problems.
But they are going to be able to gut out a couple wins.
So,
not to make fun of them, but they are in.
Another thing that we should discuss, our homie, a guy who's very important to the show, and really to its progress and success, Liam Ridgewell. Liam Ridgewell, Portland Timbers.
Y'all know how I feel.
Portland Timbers captain.
Official turncoat.
Defender.
Benedict Arnold Award winner.
Liam Ridgewell was the Portland Timbers had a game against FC Dallas. Liam Ridgewell was mysteriously left off the team sheet. I also think did not travel with the team. That's also what I heard.
I would like to counter that by saying maybe not so mysteriously.
People were trying to figure it out. I was tweeting like I think we know exactly why.
Yeah.
And I had reposted the original Guerrerant.
Yeah.
And if
the Guerrerant to end all Guerrerant.
If you haven't seen this, or if you're listening, if you're a new listener, Soccer AM is a show that is in it's in England, and it's like a lighthearted soccer show.
Wait a minute. There's a show in England.
They have TVs in England, yes.
And they call it soccer?
Yeah, they call it soccer, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Do that Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow.
So,
blow your nose, Owen.
So, Liam Ridgewell was on this show. They started making fun of Major League Soccer and the playoff system and just sort of mocking that there's no promotion, there's no relegation. No, the coaches can never get fired because there's no consequence for losing.
You win the league, but you don't actually win the league. Yeah, well, man, you win the league, but you don't win the league.
So they were just mocking, everything about American soccer.
Yeah,
and Liam Ridgewell was not very. You know, he wasn't
in on the gag.
He wasn't really representing the league that pays him
right.
Very well. So. This is sort of the reason why we were. I think. I mean, this is not on top of him playing so bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing as bad as he defended. He defended the league as bad as he's been defending in the league.
That is very much. Yeah. He argues the way he plays.
Yeah, buddy. He couldn't defend MLS. He can't defend in MLS. You get out. That's it. You're done.
And look, I saw him personally at Red Bull Arena play against the Red Bulls, the Timbers, and they gave up. I think they lost 4-0, right?
Yeah.
Or 4-1, I don't remember. But
it was not a good one.
They looked very, very, very bad, and Liam Ridgewell is a big part of why they're giving up so many goals. And you have to think Gio Savarese is like, all right, I know you're the captain of this team, but you cannot. You are not welcome because yeah. you are causing way too many problems. And a lot of people, it's interesting seeing, you know, just looking up the hashtag RCTID, Rose City Till I Die, and seeing how, you know, we're not as immersed in other teams like soccer Twitters, right? Because
yeah, we try to be. We try to get in there.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes we got to hit the hashtag and just read a little bit.
Exactly. And
this was salacious.
And it's interesting navigating through that Rose City tweet storm.
Oh, yeah.
Because
They angry.
A lot of people don't like Liam Ridgewell.
Yeah, no.
And they're not happy with how he's playing. And
Portland fan base isn't one that you can turn your back on and expect to be loved.
Yeah. So it's usually, you know, hanging out with the Timbers Army and seeing how passionate they are about the team and how knowledgeable they are about their club and about the league and the team's history and everything. You take that criticism, you read that, and you're like, all right, then something's really up. These are not just wacky, just crazy fans.
No, not at all.
Annoyed. Like I sometimes get annoyed with NYCFC Twitter because there's more, and maybe this is just New York, but there's more cynicism. There's more.
Yeah, for sure.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
Which
I love and respect.
Exactly. I there's parts I love, there's parts I don't, but like people were very critical of Joe Inga Berget, right?
Yeah.
He made his first start.
Did he? I know he was out there.
But
I'm not sure he played.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
What I just did is exactly what's happening all over the interwebs, all over NYC's Twitter.
This is how we talk about it. We cannot really find, we're not optimistic.
No.
So, was he great? No, he was not.
No.
But was he the worst player?
No.
No, he was not. So there's no like common ground where we can just be like, okay, well he will improve at what?
No. No. And everyone's like, shut up, Christian.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here.
Why are you even on this dumb podcast?
Go drink powder, man. We're talking shit right now.
So I love
it's like that bodega culture where you just got to complain about everything.
Yeah.
How dare you be positive?
So,
but Portland seems level-headed. But here's the other thing: Portland, look how loyal they were to Darlington Nagbe when even he wasn't playing all that well at times.
Yeah.
It takes a lot for them to turn on somebody.
I agree.
And
their
backs are turned.
But Liam Ridgewell
is like, are they going to do the Poznan? Or like, why they turn their backs to me right now?
But Liam Ridgewell is getting what he sort of deserves. I mean, this
100%.
This
he turned his back on us. We turn our back on you.
He's turning his backs on the player with the ball.
But
the lack of effort in that first. If you look at the replay of the first goal against the Red Bulls. He
turned and saw, and he still didn't run. He saw the player. And he was like, I'm just going to stroll a little bit.
And every other defender, Zach Valentin, is like,
everyone's just sliding.
Everybody's running around.
They're like literally sliding from left to right on the screen. There's just players diving everywhere.
It's just like Liam Ridgewell with that brisk London jog, you know?
In his head, he's like, ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba.
Just really.
And everyone's like,
just a Metallica song playing. It's bad. And so it's understandable why he's left off the team. But it's interesting because I was making jokes. I reposted that video from
the
Guerrero video. And somebody from Portland, I forgot her name.
It's E or something like that. E for Erica or something like that.
I don't remember her name. I don't remember. I could look it up, but there's no point. She made the point that, and it got very serious very quickly. I'm like, maybe it's not clear to everyone that we're like, we are stand-up comedians and we talk about soccer. That is the brand.
That's why we added the little crying laughing emoji.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to make people laugh and have a good time.
Yeah.
But she tweeted back at us saying like, you know, something might be wrong. You don't know what's going on with him in his personal life.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Hold on. No. Let's address this. We don't care what's going on in his personal life.
It just felt, it was so like maternal. And when it got so serious, I'm like, all right, well, like, yeah, maybe something's wrong.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
And if it is, it's none of my business.
It's definitely not my business.
Don't ruin the joke by making me have feelings.
But on top of like this possibility that something's wrong, he's also playing really, really bad.
Yeah. Guess what? We know something's wrong on the field.
We're not talking about him as a human being.
No.
I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy who does not defend MLS.
I'm sure he loves his family.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about any of that. You're bad at defending.
But maybe that's just the Portland, like, there's more empathy there.
Yeah, yeah, but come on. Ask him how he's doing first. Nah. Son, you're all getting it. Brat. I don't care how you feel. Scrat. Oreo. Skitty beep bop bop. Oreo.
Speaking of that, Man's Not Hot, have you heard the Dominican version of Man's Not Hot?
No, God bless. But
oh,
no.
Man. I just want to play it for a second. Because it's the funniest thing in the world.
How Dominican can this podcast get We're now playing Dominican parodies of hip-hop of English this rap is, parodies?
This is, so it's by a guy named DJ Cass. And,
there it is.
And the name of the song, because it's you know, there's probably no direct translation to Man's Not Hot.
Yeah.
So the name of the song is Scooby-Doo Papa.
Oh, I have heard this. It's like more dancey, right?
Yeah, it's more like a reggaeton song. But here is a
this was on at the club.
This should be on at every club.
Every club.
So this is.
No, that was it. Yeah, I did hear this.
Oh, what a great...
You have this saved on your phone?
It's on my Spotify.
Oh, Spotify.
Yeah, man. I mean,
hilarious.
Clearly, I mean, it's my ringtone now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think we're just going to have a nice dinner. It's a table for two. If you don't mind, scooty-doo, pop, pop. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm getting an important phone call.
I love that that's what they took from it and made that its own, like, in its own song.
But it's like, what is the direct translation for us? It's Scooby-Doo, pop, pop.
That's what it sounds like. Look. Big Shaq saying a lot of things in that song.
Yeah.
You take what you want from it.
What, I got to go to Rap Genius to figure this out? I'm not doing it.
Whatever touches you in that song and really reaches you deep down.
Something hits your heart, and that's what you make of it. You know what I mean?
Everybody gets that. I mean, it's really
that's how our jokes work.
It's really a poem.
Yeah. I mean, look, Guerrero, maybe you're sitting there wondering about that player's family. It's whatever, however it affects you. We just want a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. Should we get to the games or should we talk about the survey very quickly? Let's talk about the survey. What time is it?
Yeah,
we have some time. Okay,
let's talk about this real quick because, look, ESPN does this every year. All right, they ask anonymously. They ask a bunch of players.
They ask every team to participate. I don't know how many players themselves actually did it. But
it was like 10. I mean, it wasn't a lot. Like 10 per team. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah, it's not every single player. I think it's like whoever wants to participate.
Yeah,
that's my guess. But
it is a very small sample size. I know. Look, I know a small sample size, and I know, you know, a lot of the real MLS people are like, well, this isn't really telling. You know, regardless of a sample size, you know, a couple of like, you know, 100 homes tell you, oh, 10 million people are watching. You know what I mean?
It's like a Nielsen rating.
Exactly. A small sample is, if you're doing it, if it's varied enough, is exactly what you would imagine that number carries over.
Oh, sure.
If 5%. Of 100 people said that, then 5% of 1,000 people might be saying the same thing. So which question or which thing stands out the most to you? The one that gets all the headlines always is the most overrated.
Most overrated player.
Yeah, and if you don't know who that is, it is already Liam Ridgewell. And, I mean, that is just really piling on at this point, guys. No, it was Giovanni Dos Santos.
Yes, who we spoke about just a few moments ago and how poorly he's been playing. But he does get paid a lot of money. It's usually... related to how much the player is being paid and how much they're performing.
No, but it is other players. It's like, yo, he's making that much more than me?
Yeah.
I could do that.
I could
go out there and not play well.
I could do the little he does
Buddy, Christian and I could go out there. Also, let me ask you this. Giovanni, when have you ever celebrated someone else's goal by eating a sandwich? You've never done it. So far, I think I'm worth more.
And your brother's on the team right there. You should be.
Yeah. You could coordinate this. You get the bread and the cheese. He brings the meat and the lettuce.
So... A couple interesting ones that were, and just to mention that 22 teams out of the 23 teams participated. NYCFC was the only team that didn't participate this year and last year as well. So they have, for whatever reason, are not interested in getting involved in the drama.
Well, it's nice to know that they don't get back to ESPN either. it's not just us.
But one that was interesting was who was to blame for the failure to qualify for the World Cup, for the U.S. qualifying for the World Cup. And 9% equal to U.S. soccer, 9% said the players. I think probably the margin was just a little bit higher with the players. So the players of MLS think that the people responsible for not making the World Cup are the players.
Well, actually, all of the above.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
All of the above is 75%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody involved.
Everybody's a problem.
Everybody. All y'all. You asking a question. You a problem. Most underrated, were you surprised that it's Ignacio Piatti? Which, by the way, can we just say this? How many times do people not realize his name is not Ignacio, it's Ignacio, right? Because they're Italian. They pretend to be Italian in Argentina, right?
Yeah.
So that's where Nacho comes from.
Sure.
It's Ignacio. They call him Nacho.
Okay. I mean, whatever.
It's not Ignacio Nacho Piatti.
I don't want to fight about this.
we're arguing about it. You just pulled the Liam Ridgewell. You're like, no, you're right. Whatever. I'm not going to say anything. So Piatti wins at 7%.
Understandable. It's weird to think that he's underrated when we talk about him so much, you know, and see how he's.
But he's kind of alone up there in Montreal sometimes. It seems like the team plays well when he takes control, and I feel like he doesn't do that
enough.
Look,
Montreal has a lot of issues, but clearly the best player on the team there is Ignacio.
Ignacio.
Ignacio. But no, he's clearly the best player there, and we talk about him a whole bunch, especially when, you know, we've seen him a bunch at Yankee Stadium, and to me, he is one of the most, I think he's the cleverest player on the ball in Major League Soccer. Where like,
is it cleverest or most clever?
Cleverest, I think, is fine.
I don't think it's a real word.
I think it is.
I think you're just invented that.
Also, I will never take grammatical suggestions from you ever. So
when you're grammarly incorrect, I'm going to tell you, dog.
He is the most clever. I think he's not the fastest guy. He's just so he's clever. He makes sort of like that right elusive move where you don't know what, like he's able to get off a shot.
Yeah.
Where most players cannot.
Understood. I mean, look, I think it's he's impressive. What impressed me is that most underrated and most overrated, Darlington Nagbe ended up on both lists. he's the worst. Nah, he's the best ever. I mean, to be honest, he's both of those. He plays really well sometimes, and then sometimes
you're
just like...
Look at the first Atlanta United game against Houston. You're like, all right, well, why did you sign this guy?
Yeah, 90 minutes out there, not mentioned once.
Didn't really do much. I think because of he's been getting a lot of love from U.S. soccer, as soon as he started getting called up, and he was also, like, put on this pedestal in Portland. And look, he did help them win an MLS Cup. So you understand.
If you're a Portland fan, you're fine with Darlington Nagbe.
He is a divisive player because there's some. You know, I honestly think he's the reason. You know, speaking of why the U.S. didn't make it to the World Cup, I think he's a big reason why, because that second goal, really not closing in on that defender.
This is what we're talking about here.
So, he's not a man without flaws.
No. I mean, he don't defend. He's like...
No, look, I'm not going to say that.
He don't defend. He don't defend. He doesn't want to track back.
Not he doesn't defend. He don't defend.
He don't defend. He went to the Ridgewell School of Defending.
I think that's harsh. But he's definitely more an attacking player than a defensive-minded player.
He don't defend.
He don't defend. Okay, well.
Toughest individual opponent MLS, Sebastian Giovinco and David Villa tied at 10%.
I'm going to have to say, who would you give the edge on
that? I'd actually say David Villa, and here's the reason why. He is much more of a... forward attacking, you know, Giovinco sometimes goes to the wing, you know, he gets other players involved.
Yeah.
Where David Villa has one thought and one thought only.
Yeah.
He is gonna score every time he gets the ball. He looks at it and he's like, I'm gonna call it Mamacita and I'm gonna get them panties to drop. He's gonna score every time. I don't know why I needed to say it.
Like, wow, I didn't know there was such a sexual element to his game.
He is gonna ravish that goal. He is gonna garnish that goal.
From top to bottom. Post to post.
Every part of that net.
Let me hit that post up and down.
Do you say goal? I wanna play with that ball, baby.
Oh, bring it back to classics.
Who is that? Shine?
No.
Shy.
Shy?
It might be Shy.
Let
S-H-A-I.
Me lick you up and down till you say stop. Please let us tweet us. Let us know who sings that song.
I'm gonna Google this, and I feel terrible because I know this song is not gonna pop up if I put "I'm gonna lick you up and down."
I think there's a slight. I agree with you. I think it's David Villa by just the smallest of margins. I think Giovinco, the danger for him is in
the band is Silk.
Silk. Okay.
Mm. just the 90s R&B, yo. Not even pretending, not like cherry red Corvette. Just like, nah, yo, we're going to call it like you up and down. Name of the band is Silk. What, son?
Yeah, the name of this band is No Subtlety.
Yeah, the name of this band is We All Got HPV. Put it on there. I want an LP.
So the one thing I wanted to... Oh, yeah, the small smart, I think Davia does take it, but Jovinko has that added threat of you can't foul him outside.
No, he had free kicks. But David Villa is good on free kicks, too. He's not Giovinco-esque.
Yeah.
He's not at that level.
He hasn't made one in a while. I think he made one in this preseason, if I'm not mistaken.
David Villa makes more happen with less space,
yes.
Whereas Giovinco is more elusive.
But he's just little.
He's elusive.
Look, I remember playing against this Italian kid who he must have been like 20, 21 years old, and he was short. He was just like 5'5", 5'6". And shorter players are way, way harder to defend because you can't body them.
Right, because you're elbowing them in the forehead. <It's>
like, yeah, I mean, their center of gravity is much better than a taller person. Mm-hmm. So and they just their little legs can get them everywhere so much quicker. So he's a lot of center backs are like 6 feet tall, 6'1", or whatever. Yeah. This dude is too small. You can't even body him out of the way because you're gonna foul him regardless. So,
that boy grew up to be El Shaarawy. So
El
Shaarawy. I don't know how to pronounce his
name. El Shaarawy.
El Shaarawy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. It would have been funny if I knew his name.
He's the guy with the mohawk.
Yeah.
He plays for Roma.
Technically Egyptian, but he's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He plays for Roma, I think. Right? If I'm not mistaken. El Shaarawy.
We love Syria.
Anyway.
El Shaarawy.
Which current coach? This was another question to serve. Which current coach would you most like to play for? 23% said, by a large margin, Patrick Vieira.
Which is awesome. Least likely to want to play for? Wilmer Cabrera.
Wilmer Cabrera, apparently he is a, from what I've heard after this survey came out, a lot of people were saying that he's a difficult coach to play for, where that if you're not on his like good in his good graces,
if you ain't one of his homies, you ain't in.
Yeah, you're gonna have some issues. So I think he's. I mean, is that a good mentality? Is that the kind of coach that you would like to play for? I don't know, like where he's like hard line. You gotta deliver every single time. I know there was just a video the other day of Albert Elise. He's like the highest paid player on the team.
Yeah.
Most goals on the team, and he stayed after practice to get some extra training in, and he also cleaned up the field. He took all he collected all the balls, collected all the.
He's trying to get the minutes.
I mean, like, is this what you got to do?
I ain't getting benched.
He is like extra credit, for Wilmer Cabrera.
Teacher,
I would like to.
I read forward.
So. Look, if that's the mentality of the club, it's not like the Houston Dynamo are they're a weak squad. I mean, they made it to very far in the playoffs, and they're a strong side. And Wilmer Cabrera has to get credit for that as well. So it can't just be, he's mean.
Don't scroll down because I'm gonna ask you to guess.
Okay.
The next one is: are you happy with MLS salary structure? No wins. I'll give you a hint on that one.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage do you think? It's three options: yes, no, and no answer. Are you happy with the MLS salary structure?
I mean, it's clearly no. There's no way.
Clearly, it's a no. I told you no wins. But what percentage do you think it got?
Oh, let's say 60%. 82%.
Ouch.
Yo, a lot of people looking in their pockets, like, yo, I'm a soccer player. My shorts don't have pockets.
Yeah. Am I happy with the salary structure? Well, you're asking me here on my part-time job at Coldstone Creamery. So, no.
So a bit of an issue.
16% said yes, which is clearly the two DPs they asked who took part in this. They're like, are you happy with it? I'm pretty satisfied.
I'm doing great.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm on my boat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm answering the survey from my boat.
Yeah, please be careful with the pen in my Bugatti.
So, look, understandable. A lot of MLS players do not get paid very well. The league minimum is, I think it was raised, 2 years ago after the collective bargaining agreement. So, like $61,000, something like that.
Yeah.
So, somebody making $61,000 is clearly not going to be happy when their teammate is making... you know, 50 times more than them. But there is a, you know, I think the collective bargaining agreement, I think it's next year that they have to argue.
No, I think it's like another 2 years. It was a five-year deal.
Okay.
3 years ago.
So, I mean, they have to sort that out. The league has more money. And then when you see with all the TAM and GAM options that are available, raising the league minimum has to be a part of it. Because, again, it raises the quality of the league entirety.
One of the things that was said is there needs to be a higher – this is from a player. Again, anonymous, so we don't know who, but – there needs to be a higher cap and more compensation for players. It's ridiculous that a player makes $70,000. A pro athlete should be better compensated. I didn't know that they asked the wives and girlfriends. I didn't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. What?
I got two bags. That's not enough.
I got kids. You know.
Come on.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get my kids plastic surgery? $70K.
You know,
that does raise a good point, though. I mean, look, $70K is a good living. Especially for someone who trains 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good living. I don't want to – but pro athletes traditionally are paid very, very well. Their likeness is being used to sell tickets and so on and so forth. And they don't run the risk that someone else who may make $70,000 at, say, like an office job, you know, if you pull your hammy in an office job, you don't lose that office job. You're like, Carol, get out of here with them crutches. That doesn't happen. So, I mean, you can't end your career because you twisted your knee as an office manager. You can in this job. So there's a lot of risk. There's a high risk and not a lot of high reward.
Yeah. And there is, like, you know, a lot of the players have to do other things to get that supplemental income.
I know. Not as much anymore.
Yeah, but,
certainly the
but,
point before.
But at least the league is trying to help with, like, getting them. They do events and they get paid for events. You know,
maybe taking them to go get real estate classes. You know,
but it's interesting because
Herbalife.
There's a guy I would love to get him on the show, but Quincy Amariqua from the San Jose Earthquakes.
Yeah.
He talks very much, and his social media. He's very active in, like, being an entrepreneur. Doing things outside of soccer to help you know, his career after he can't play any longer.
Yeah.
And it's a thing that definitely, like, 5-6 years ago was way more important because the players weren't making almost a living wage. I mean,
go back 10-15 years ago. There was Jimmy Conrad said he was making what, 24,000.
Sure.
I mean, that's not livable.
Sure.
You know?
As a comedian, I'm like, wow, so much money.
Wow, he must headline.
But things are changing, and hopefully, just the fact that just a couple years ago, that it was raised to like 60. Yeah, I mean, even though the league minimum is like 61,000 or something like that, there are a lot of players making like 70, 80, 100.
Yeah.
So it's not.
Look, people are making good livings, but we're not saying that it's not, but. You know, you are a professional athlete.
Yeah.
I think I think the bare minimum in the NFL is like 700,000.
Yeah.
650,000, something like that. Hockey is even higher. And we get, MLS gets better ratings and attendance than hockey. Come on, son.
Exactly. Come on, son.
Come on, son.
All right. So we're gonna end this segment. I know we went a little long, but we're going to talk about the MLS matches over the weekend. And maybe we'll talk about some of the international friendlies. There were a couple of really, really good ones. All right. So we'll be right back after this.
Thank you so much for listening to The Cooligans. We just want to break in real quick to ask you to do us a favor. You've probably already subscribed on our YouTube channel, but if you haven't, please do that. You've probably already followed us on social media.
I believe, two more to get to 1,500.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on, get in there.
Help us get 1,500. Just like, just so you know, like, the reason we ask people to like, follow us on social media is because a lot of times we get more opportunities when people see that we have more followers. Like, this is the world we're in. Like, we miss out on opportunities sometimes because people say, like, oh, you don't really have a strong social reach.
Yeah. Did you know that talent's no longer important? Now it's just the number of people who click that button. So why don't you be one of those people that clicks that button? It would really help us out.
Help us out.
Please.
Hi, this is Mike Coscarelli from Anxiety Now.
And Andrea Allen from the Hot Mess Comedy Hour.
We just launched the brand new OG Podcast Network and wanted to let you know that you can hear ours and other great shows by going to ogpodcastnetwork.com.
Also, be sure to follow the network on social media to keep up to date with new shows, videos, and live events.
That's at OG Podcasts on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Or you can subscribe to your favorite OG podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, baby, we're back.
We are back. And we got there was a bunch of games. I keep saying bunch a lot. I don't know. I feel like I'm talking about bananas.
You're saying bunch a lot?
Yeah, bunch. I'm saying bunch a bunch
You're saying
times.
bunch. There you go.
Several.
We promise we're comedians.
There were six MLS matches. We're going to talk about five, most likely, of them.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of them.
Some of them.
How's your fantasy team doing?
I'm in 67th.
You're terrible. I know, because I'm better than you right now. That's why I brought it up.
67th is not that bad.
I'm in 41st.
Okay, wow. I'm probably like 4 points back from you.
No, actually, you like about 90 points back.
All right, I'll catch up. I had a. I made the mistake of having four NYCFC players on my fantasy team. Because I thought New England wasn't going to play very well.
Too much.
But New England is apparently the best team in Major League Soccer when NYCFC plays them.
Whenever, only when they are the DC to our Atlanta United.
Totally. Yeah. How about we start with that? Yeah. NYCFC against New England. A 2-2 draw out in Gillette Stadium.
Ishmael Tajori Shradi. He's got as many goals as he does last names.
Yeah, he look. You got to give him credit. He scored one goal against Orlando,
and three in two games.
Look, the dude is.
He's
the real deal.
He's the real deal.
Look, he's a new signing. He came over from
Sweden.
No, I think he's French. Like I think he's like Lebanese descent, but grew up in like France, if I'm not mistaken, because he went to like an academy in France.
Are you sure about this, or are you making this up?
No, because I watched the NYCFC. They did like a little interview with him, and he talked about his childhood and stuff like that. And he's like his family. They were with him in France, but then they left and they let him stay so that he could get better in his footballing
career.
And
clearly, he did pretty good.
So, he's been. A shining light on the depth of NYCFC, and there's a little bit of comfort in like, oh, because David Villa did not play this game.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. It's like everyone and NYCFC fans have kind of freaked out about what's gonna happen when David Villa leaves.
Yeah,
you know, first of all, he's gonna be really up our ass. I mean, as our boss now, he doesn't have anything else.
He's not el jefe. I was gonna say he's not el guaje. He's el jefe.
Fucked it up.
I messed it up.
Yeah.
I'm not good at this.
You really bunched it up. Anyway, people are freaking out. Like, what's going to happen when Aguaje, you know, just gets up in these offices and starts making a lot of decisions for a designated player? And we're like, buddy, go play sports. Well, who's going to take over the reins? This guy looks pretty good.
Well,
he's 23 years old.
Speaking of Villa, he missed the game against Orlando, right? He missed the last game.
He's missed the last two games.
Last two games, but he had mentioned. I think he got kicked in the calf in the game against Kansas City.
Yeah.
I forgot the game prior to the Orlando game, and he posted on Instagram saying, you know, I have a small injury, and I thought I'd be able to play, but I'm not 100%. So it seemed like a little thing. Then he misses another game, and now I'm okay. Well, how serious is it, guys?
I mean, are you okay?
You all right, boss? Let us know.
Jefe.
Well,
Forma, ¿qué quiere?
I'll give him a massage in that calf.
Buddy, I mean, I'll crack these knuckles. I get in there a little bit.
We need you, buddy.
You know, do the little elbow drop a little bit on your calf.
But New England starts this game early already. They play tough. I think there's something when New England is playing against NYCFC, something happens. They play with a little bit more vigor, a little bit more energy. And now we realize they had mentioned this stat at the beginning of the game. NYCFC has never won at Gillette Stadium. So interesting because New England, they were one of the worst teams last season. But I'll say this. It's, you know, Bobby Boswell said it about DC United playing against Atlanta United. It's like it's a matchup thing. There's just certain teams.
Yeah, sometimes they just have your number. You know what I mean?
And New England seems like this squad that they played with so much pressure. They were
all
NYCFC
over us.
Couldn't get the ball out of their half. And both goals really came from just counterattacks. And we're not used to seeing NYCFC play that way. The first goal came from a great goal from Diego Fagundes, which felt kind of like I think Alexander Collins had a terrible game. He was kind of responsible for both goals, and he he did the thing that it felt like take the shot. You're not gonna make this.
Yeah, he's like, all right, just do this so we can get a goal kick and I don't have to run after you.
Diego Fagund, go. I barely know you. Yeah. So like, I'm 100% sure you're never gonna be able to make this shot. And that's exactly what he did. And he curled it near post. I think Sean Johnson just kind of didn't expect the shot and to come at that pace. But it's there were two defenders near Fagundes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Collins could have taken the risk and closed in on him.
Right. And this is a shot that more often than not, anybody, just sends sailing into the stands.
Sure. Yeah. But it was pretty.
Not this time, though.
Off the post and in. So from the beginning, you know, I wasn't very optimistic. I'm like, oh, yo, dude, I mean, we're gonna get embarrassed by New England, especially since, for whatever reason, NYCFC couldn't hold on to the ball, and they couldn't get the ball past. Look, when you look at the
they were also doing the thing that made a lot of other clubs did last year and the year before that, which is play Maxi Morales really physical. You know, sure. Maxi Morales is 32 and he's tiny. You know,
and he's one of the most fouled players in the league.
Incredibly. I mean, mm-hmm. He is very, very slick, and he's also trying to draw like a Euro foul. You know what I mean? Like if he gets pushed a little bit, he hits the ground. They don't call that as much here.
Sure.
So it's not as effective.
It's not.
But that's really his only defense mechanism for being just shoved around the
but
field.
It's almost like how LeBron James in the NBA, he does not get. What did I say in the NBA? Like, oh, wait, in LeBron James
of the NHL or of lacrosse fame? Which LeBron James?
LeBron, he makes his complaint a lot because he's just because of his stature.
Right.
And
he gets fouled, but it doesn't.
It's like it doesn't look like a foul.
Slapping a child and slapping a piece of metal. You're like, oh my God, did that person's hand hurt? That's what happens when you hit LeBron James.
And it's, I think it's kind of the opposite with the smaller players like Jovinko and with Morales, where like any foul, any touch on them seems like a violent strike.
Yeah, you know? yeah.
So, it's you see how MLS referees sort of call it, because we saw last year. Remember when Pirlo just gave the ball away and he thought it was a foul, and it was like. Nobody touched him at all.
Yeah.
Against
him. And he's just like, come on. Like,
come on. This is, you're supposed to call this.
It's me.
It's me.
Yeah.
You must have to know who you
know. No, you have to understand the laws of the game. I'm not allowed to not be fouled either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This isn't FIFA bylaws.
If I fall to my knees and put my hands up, you blow your whistle. That's the law.
Yeah. So Alex Collins had he gave up. He kind of did not close in on.
Yeah.
On Fagundes, and also got beat by Juan Agudelo.
Got torched.
Yeah, it's weird to be like, to see him get like out-muscled, because he's a big dude. He's very physical, but Swagadelo, you know.
Also, big guy. Yeah, he's been hitting the gym.
Yeah, the man who's very concerned about National Men's Day. he's wondering when that is.
Jesus.
So
we love you, Agudelo.
We love you. I mean, you were the first player to come on this show, so yeah. We will always love you. But you got to get toasted a little bit for that stupid tweet. Yeah,
the braid's too tight, bro.
So it was tough to see NYCFC in that situation. But Ishmael Tajiri Shradi with
a brace, baby.
In the brace, two great goals. The first goal. Across from Abdul Salam, that was set up by Jesus Medina.
Yeah.
But again, all basically counter-attacking stuff. And Tajiri buries that one. And then the second goal, which was more impressive, and this is why I kind of give some love to Joe Inge Berget, which I want to say Joe Inge Berget.
So do I.
Feels better, but what are you going to do? But he...
Or Jib.
Jibby. Yeah, I mean.
Jibby.
Jibby.
Get off the field, Jibby.
Look, let's talk about Brigitte a little bit. And there was in NYCFC Twitter was going. They were very critical of him. I'll say this. I think he knows what to do with the ball. He is. I know he was recovering from a flu and like an injury. Pretty rusty. Didn't play in the preseason. So not. You know. I don't think they expected too much of him. But for a hold up guy.
Yeah.
Hold up play. I think
he does that very well.
He did that well. And the reason
he
the
did look a little skittish on the ball, but that could just be rust.
Yeah. The second goal.
Let's hope that's rust.
he trapped the ball. He trapped a kind of a tough pass.
He trapped.
Jimmy trap.
That was organic.
So look, we're making hits out here.
I mean, come on. You listening to these people talk garbage about formation? We're out here making tracks with Swedish players. Is he Swedish? I don't know. He looks like a Viking.
He is Swedish.
There you go. From Sweden.
So, yeah, he trapped that ball, and it's kind of the reason that goal happened. But this is the biggest surprise to me. Dude seems hella slow.
Oh my God, yeah.
He seems like, I mean, he looks like he's playing in MLS 1.0.
It looks like it hurts for him to run.
And he also,
don't make him run.
He plays with like crew socks. You know, he plays with short socks. So he also looks like he's not ready to play. Like
he looks like they were just like, you, hipster, get out of there.
Hey, put down that kombucha. Get in here.
Come on. He's like, I'm making my own. Yeah.
So
get that leather apron off, you barista. Get in there.
He looks like he's like not prepared to play. He's not wearing all the correct equipment.
Yeah.
So
it's a real makeshift.
Yeah, so he just looks like he's still settling in. Is he a good replacement for David Villa? No, I would not say that.
No, but at least not yet. He hasn't shown that yet.
But I think with
him and Ismael Jajouri-Shradi, they seem to be.
Shradi seems like a valid replacement. He could play forward.
Yeah. But also, I think he's a little bit smaller. So him and Jib together, Shradi and Jib Shradi, put them two together. I think you actually have like a really good system there. You have your hold up guy. You got Shradi, who seems to be able to roam a bit more.
Yeah,
you know, at least willing to move. You know.
Yeah. They. I was concerned. You know, when you hear no Villa and Tinnerholm, I think it's still not 100%. My concerns were like there was gonna be a couple issues, and I think they New England took advantage of the fact that like, oh, these guys are not here.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play right in front of Sean Johnson.
Yeah,
we're gonna
defend
that. Oh, like our center backs are gonna be right up
there. Yeah, why don't we just everyone up?
So and it made NYCFC uncomfortable. So you got to give New England credit; they did look good, and look, both of their goals were like they weren't flukes. They were like, They when you look at the possession stats, NYCFC had like 72% possession.
Yeah.
New England was like, you're gonna
Pass
it all you want. It's gonna be on your side.
Yeah.
Have all the fun you want.
Yeah.
But we're gonna put the pressure on you. And we saw in New England last season when they were playing Yankee Stadium, the one that NYCFC won. New England, the thing that we're noticing the most is like they play aggressive.
Yeah, man.
Aggressive. They play.
That's Brad Friedel on the sideline.
They play. They're a strong team, and they play strong. And NYCFC doesn't have like just a bunch of muscular South African guys can handle it.
Yeah.
So these are kind of the way the games are going to look. The majority of the
time. And you could also see that there were some players, Jib. And Shradi that were a little uncomfortable with sort of the way the ball moves on turf.
Okay.
I think that might have been their first time ever playing on turf, maybe, or maybe a long time.
I didn't even think of
that. Because there's a couple opportunities where Jib Ingebriget, whatever his name is, sort of went to chest the ball after it comes off. And you could see the camera zooms in on him, and he's like, where'd the ball go? His eyes are like moving around. What is this, a silly ball? What are we using here?
All right, let's talk about the other team in New Jersey.
The other team in the area.
The Red Bulls, I mean.
Who look great, by the way.
You got to give credit where credit is due. Red Bulls have looked incredible this season.
They looked really good. They got 17-year-olds scoring.
Losing Sasha Kljestan, trading away Felipe.
Every captain gets it at the end of the season. You out, dog.
Robles is—he's next on the chopping block.
Yeah, this is your swan song, my dude.
So
the armband of death.
Red Bulls win against Minnesota United at Red Bull Arena 3-0. made Minnesota United look like Minnesota United. They weren't too up until maybe the second half. In the end, Minnesota didn't really have many great chances.
No,
Robles made a couple great saves, but I think a lot of people, you know, BWP gets a lot of the attention because he got that brace and
he can't stop scoring.
Both great goals. But credit to Alex Mule. Mule was he had like I think one of the best games of his career.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't play any other game this season, so I'm not exactly sure why that was. I don't know if he was injured.
I don't know either. Yeah,
this is the only game he's played so far, but he looked well prepared to be in that team. And they've got like
you don't need to warm up when you're playing against Minnesota United.
No, it's like no, we good. Everyone's wearing crew socks. I'll be all right.
I might be wearing cleats. I'll be fine.
I'm out here in some slides. I'll be just fine. It's like Bezicourt, Sean Davis. They've got some really, really strong players in the midfield.
Yeah, Bezicourt didn't play this game.
No.
But
what I'm saying is they've got some strong players in the midfield. Welcome to another one. Mule just, he's played well in the past. He seems like he's matured a little bit. Maybe it's just a great one game, you know? But it seems like he's not that like sort of.
I mean, he got
just
the
kid running around.
Yeah,
you know
he
what I mean?
Got that. He does seem more like more of a veteran on the team.
Yeah, very much so.
And he got that first goal, which was like, I couldn't tell if it was a cross. I mean, it was a great shot. Maybe the keeper Matt Lampson should probably do better there.
I want to talk to Lampson.
But really, what I thought was incredible was the pass to BWP that led to the third goal. That long pass that BWP
just like, sort of like tipped over the keeper.
Which incredible on one touch. It's happening so fast. Amazing goal, but the pass was very reminiscent to RJ Allen's pass to David Villa against
Portland.
Against Portland.
Yeah.
Almost looked like curving ball around the defender.
Yeah. Not from nearly as long a distance.
Yeah.
As RJ Allen's, but. It was one of those where, like, if you're the defender, you just see this ball. And it seems like it's got a remote control attached to it.
Yeah.
It literally goes, you know, past you on the right and then swings
right.
around you in front of you and lands at BWP's feet.
You know, we said it about RJ Allen. It looked like a pool, a trick shot on a pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He hit it with that English.
Yeah, yeah. So that would look for Mule to make that pass again, and BWP, he knows what to do when he's up there.
Right.
But also the first goal from BWP, which that set piece that was, a great set piece from the entire team. I mean, it takes a lot to kind of do that back heel flick over the keeper and a lot of
heading back and forth. I mean, there was it was one of those goals where you're just like, all right, everyone on this team. There's some times where I'll watch certain clubs pass the ball around certain teams, and you feel like someone's just, I don't want to make a mistake, so here, you do it.
Yeah.
Like, this team is like, everybody.
Yeah. No,
everybody, here's exactly what we're going
to
do.
It was very planned, and shout out to Matt Doyle, who did, like, an analysis of this play and pointed out that there were two players over the ball. I forgot who took it and who ran over it, but BWP is offside in the original set like piece,
yeah.
And then player runs over the ball, doesn't touch it, and then that puts him onside because all the defenders on Minnesota go back. Then once the ball is kicked, Tim Parker heads it, and then BWP puts it away. Well, I mean, it's a well done set piece, and it's not from like an easy position.
No, it's not.
Like even from like a side where like the defenders don't.
A really direct shot wouldn't have been easy there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Red Bulls, they just look they look incredible.
They look really good. And you know, again, all props got to go to Jesse Marsh. I mean, you know, you get rid of your captain two years in a row, and you bring in players like Kaku and other guys that, you know, haven't played in the system
Kaku,
yet.
I don't even think Kaku did even
play
this
game. He hasn't
played.
No, he hasn't played.
Yeah,
still injured.
But really, in the midfield, Sean Akira Davis. And I keep forgetting how to pronounce this guy's name, but Mark, it's not Razakowski. I know that, but it's like
no,
Chakowski.
It's just Chakowski.
Chakowski,
yeah.
Okay. So, he's been great, too.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of these new players that we never heard of or whatever,
right.
and Jesse Marsh plugs him in, and now the team, I think adding that like intensity and that youth changes the team a lot, but it clearly makes a big improvement.
a lot of these players are coming up from Red Bull too, you know?
Sure.
So just as an American soccer fan, I know you guys are like, wow, you're NYCFC fans and you're being so glowing about Red Bull. Just talking about the league, they're playing really well. But this is, again, I've been talking about this from the beginning. If you're going to have a two team, if you're going to have a B team, they should be playing the exact same style so that when you bring them in, there is nothing that surprises them.
Sure.
Nothing at all. That's exactly happening with Red Bull.
It makes me excited about the New York Derby. I think both teams are playing really well. So it's
kind of annoying.
It's going to be exciting. So let's move over to Portland and Dallas. The Ridgewell-less Timbers get a draw against Dallas, 1-1. Not too much in this game, except a couple interesting. Probably man of the match has to go to Lawrence Olum.
He really handed them the win, the draw. Huh?
Huh? Cool. 36 minute goal from Roland Lamont, and then and probably again the Timbers defensively still look. I don't really understand what the hell is going on. They don't look comfortable. Even like the players. I feel like the wing backs, I feel like, are kind of having more issues than the center backs to me.
Look, the only person that could stop Diego Valeri is Gio Severese. I mean, he is the only person. He took a MVP last year, and this guy seems like he's just not even out there.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean,
maybe he needed Nagby. Baby, come to me.
Maybe it is one of those, like, you know, since Nagy's not there and the team is very different, I think other teams are like, well, clearly Valeri's the best player. Let's kind of shut him down. And I think that's the strategy because Valeri seems pretty absent in a lot of, not even just like in plays that lead to goals. I think Portland's only scored, I think, two or three goals this season so far. But he seems like he's not a part of the buildup in the offense.
It seems like none of them are on the same page. And, I mean, we hate to pile on the Timbers, but, I mean, you guys, you're a smart fan base. You know what you're watching. We don't know what we're watching, but you know what you're watching.
There was also the gorgeous goal from Sebastian Blanco, who I was very critical of a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, beautiful goal.
It was a great left-footed curler. Very, very impressive to get past Jimmy Mara, which is interesting. Jesse Gonzalez has been benched for FC Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who switched from Mexico to the U.S. and he was going to be the next U.S.
The future. He's still a good keeper. He's just having a rough one.
Yeah, last year was really bad for him. And especially with the year prior to that, where he was so good, it's kind of confusing. I don't know.
He might just need a change of scenery.
Maybe he's going through something, Alexis.
You know what? We don't often ask ourselves what's happening in their personal lives. We'd like to issue in a new segment here on the Cooligans podcast. It's the much more serious. It's called "I Don't Give a Shit What's Going On in Your Personal Life." No, I'm joking.
It's not my problem.
Yeah.
But the thing that stood out here: a red card, a second yellow handed out to Lawrence Olum for. A handball during a set piece, offensive.
It's not fair because he wanted to take a break from playing soccer and play volleyball, and apparently that's not allowed.
I was watching this. I saw this live, and I'm just like, come on, man. It was just one of the like ESPN NFL Live. I'm like, come on, man.
Come on, man. Next.
It just made no sense, and Mark Geiger's there. You're not going to get past anything.
And there's VAR.
Like
everybody's watching. Everyone can see.
I don't understand.
You don't have like the big bushy hair of Maradona to get away with this.
The instinct to, and it wasn't like it was close to head, and he was. I mean, he literally like extended his arm like he was a wide receiver.
Let him be keeper.
Look. Luckily. You know, Portland still leaves with a point because this happened, I think it was like in the 75th minute. So plenty of opportunities for FC Dallas to take all 3 points. And also embarrassing for FC Dallas to not be able to get the 3 points because they were playing well, up a man, and they just couldn't do it. So,
and shouts to their jersey is amazing, man. I really like it.
Okay, yeah.
There's some positives.
Huh? I have something to look forward to. A couple other games real quick. Columbus against DC United.
You knew what was going to happen there.
I think it was 8,200 people that went to...
Yeah, it looked empty.
To Columbus. A lot of people saying, you know, too cold. Nobody wants to support Anthony Precourt. But the Columbus crew don't care.
They're still winning.
They're still playing well. Jazzy's artist is like, I want to represent Austin with all my heart.
Yeah.
So, look, it's a tough situation for the players as well.
It's tough for everybody. It's tough for the fans because Precourt's still making his money. You know, these are co-ops. Remember, this isn't franchises.
It just sucks that they're playing well and nobody wants to go.
Nobody wants to go.
Yeah.
But take that show on the road because they look good.
They do look good. So they win this game 3-1. DC United only gets a goal from
Yamil Assad.
A great set of play from Lucho Costa.
And really happy I took him out of my fantasy team last second.
What are you gonna do? I mean, well, you know, it's not too easy to score against Columbus. They've been playing well. But a couple of interesting things. Ricardo Clark gets a goal. Remember this guy?
Oh my God!
The only guy that's younger, slightly younger than DeMarcus Beasley is Ricardo Clark.
Yeah. Well, now that Vicente's out of the league, or is he? I don't remember. I don't know if he's. Still in Houston.
He's not in the league.
Chente. Ricardo Clark. Storied career, man. Keeps going.
Illustrious, some would say.
Illustrious.
No, but Ricardo Clark, I think he won a MLS Cup at Houston Dynamo, right? I played on the U.S. Men's National Team.
He's been around.
He's been around the block. But he gets a goal from a set piece after Higuain kind of just just a great ball in, and everybody was like, Ricardo Clark, we don't have to worry about him.
He's got a walker out here.
I think he's undead. There's really nothing we got to worry about.
It's a great interview with him afterwards. Like, and they're like, oh, great point.
But he got a good one. But they Columbus kind of just bodied DC. DC still looks like a team in some disarray.
They're opening a new stadium, guys. You got to figure this out.
They're playing pretty much all their games on the road or on a high school pitch.
Yeah. 5,000-seater.
Yeah.
Columbus is like, ooh. Speaking of that, we can fill that.
I don't think we talked about this last week, but they were – DeMarcus Beasley complained after the game against DC United that the locker rooms were like a disaster.
It was just a curtained-up area.
Yeah, and it was just like there were vending machines everywhere.
It was a hallway. Curtained a hallway.
He was complaining about the conditions. He's like, in a professional league, this should not happen. But –
also, DeMarcus Beasley has been in this league long enough and is old enough to remember when all of them were like that.
Yeah. So he's seen the improvement and can actually say, like, that, you know, he has a,
I know for
a
certain.
Reference point. Yeah. So, but.
He was like back in the 30s when we played.
He mentioned that the conditions were awful, but the I forgot what team, the NWSL team. There's an NWSL team that plays there.
Yeah, they're like, this is what we do every game.
And it's like, this is what we deal with all the time. So it's like, why are you complaining about it?
Yeah.
And it caused I know there was a little bit of a debate with Steve Zakuani because he was kind of reinforcing this point and retweeted DeMarcus Beasley's tweet. And then people were going at Zakuani saying, you know, that why is he complaining about that? Like, the women have to deal with that.
Right.
And these are the conditions that the women have to deal with. So, like, now he complains and now he expects something to be done. And some people took it as, they were saying sort of like that it's like there's a
male
double standard,
privilege,
like
male.
That women, that men shouldn't have to deal with this or whatever, which is like not what anyone was saying. It's like no one should have to deal with
no
it.
No one should have to deal with
but
it.
But the fact that it gets pointed out by a male
this is
player,
a positive. It's a positive that it's being pointed out.
Yes.
It's just that they're like, oh, now you want something done with it? Well, I didn't hear about it before.
See, and it is interesting because it does feel very much, you know, I consider myself a very liberal person. There is this thing where liberals sort of eat each other up where like we're on the same side, but you're not exactly arguing about it the way I want you to argue about it. So now we're enemies.
You know, liberals are like, I'm going to eat you up and down. You make my point?
That's how liberals talk.
Silk, baby.
All liberals sound like the guy with the bassy voice in Voice to Men.
Hey, girl. Why you want to do me like that, girl?
Yo, we need universal health care.
I don't think anybody should have to deal with those situations.
I think if...
I'd love to put you behind a curtain.
More politicians had that bass in their voice. I think more things will get done.
So everyone's just like... opening and closing the shirt a little bit, just like,
I think we do need gun control.
I think someone needs to produce a bill right now.
All right, last game we'll talk about, Columbus against Sporting Kansas City. Colorado.
Yeah, I was going to say Colorado.
I made the mistake you made a couple weeks ago. Colorado against Sporting Kansas City.
Just throw me under the bus there for no reason.
I did. Colorado gets two quick goals.
Which team do you think was cleverest?
Cleverest.
Aha! Mount, it's not just me.
Mount Cleverest. I'll say. Colorado.
Why are we talking about this game? It was boring.
No, it wasn't boring.
But Sporting Kansas City made a comeback.
It was not boring.
It was super boring.
Colorado gets two quick goals, which they're not used to. Right.
Colorado's like, oh my God.
What are
we doing? That's it, right? We're done?
Game over. 8 minutes in.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Tim Howard's like, wrap it up. We need this over.
What if we just walk off the field right now?
What are you going to do? up 2-0. And they don't know. Look, Colorado's going to be Colorado. They a couple more chances that they could have buried to make the lead a little bit larger. And they need large leads to really have a real chance. And Sporting Kansas City, if you've watched any of their games this year, except the first one against NYCFC, they are a team that they're getting into slobber knockers, right? It's going to be an 8-goal thriller every single game.
Something's going to happen when they're on the field. They don't really know how to score, but they find ways to score.
I was reading this stat. Sporting Kansas City, they've allowed 9 goals this season already. Mm-hmm. And last season, it took them they played 3 games. Last season, it took them 13 games to allow 9 goals.
Yeah.
They allowed 34 goals the entire year, or 32, something like that. So they were the best defensive team.
They've also scored 9 goals, so their goal differential is at 0. They're like, I'm going to give you one, I'm going to take one. I'm going to give you one, I'm going to take one.
Yeah, so they're a team that are a complete mirror image of last year, or reflection of it's like opposite day for Sporting Kansas City.
Ying to last year's yang.
And it is weird. I mean, Icopara doesn't look – he's kind of been making a couple of mistakes that he never used to really make. Beasler also making mistakes he never really used to make.
Yeah, they don't look as good a pairing as they used to. And so, I don't know if that's just because – I want to say, maybe a new system, but I think it's just there's more pressure being put on them.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
The forwards aren't really doing their jobs like they
also,
used to in the past.
Also, Latif Blessing left to LAFC in the expansion draft.
Right.
And he's a guy that was just fast and would stretch the defense.
Great, yeah. And great cover speed, really helped.
So maybe that's a part of it, but it is kind of surprising to see them give up so many goals. But the good thing is that they are scoring.
Or maybe it's the fact that they have a winger as a right back.
Zuzi. But they have Gutierrez. What is it? Is it Felipe? Felipe Gutierrez?
I should know. He's in my fantasy.
Yeah,
team.
But he's their designated player, and he's been great. He scored already 4 goals. But I think really what the shining light, the beauty in this game was really, our homie that we've sometimes been critical of, my girlfriend's favorite MLS player.
Your girlfriend's favorite MLS player, if you're listening.
Kyrie Shelton, obviously traded to Sporting Kansas City for
Get on the field at NYCFC, but now he's a starting center forward for Sporting Kansas City. So a lot of Kansas City fans are like, wait a minute, well, hold on.
But, I'm happy for him.
He's got some skill.
He's got some skill. Still looks like, a giraffe out there playing at forward.
He has a weird gait, the way he runs a little
shaky
weird.
Giraffe.
Yeah.
You know,
he does look like a show horse when he runs a little bit, what I mean?
So not the most technical, but he is definitely a threat and one of the most athletic players on that team, but he was responsible really for both goals. After the ball hit the post for the first goal, he shielded the defender and Gutierrez buries the goal, and then in stoppage time, that back heel to Diego Rubio and gets you that goal. I'm watching this and I'm like, yo, where was this?
2 years?
2 years.
2 years you couldn't do that?
Where was this Kyrie?
Yeah. Although he did do it for 6 games at the end of the season a couple years ago. But
yeah, but this, more than anything, I think Kyrie did a lot of good on his own for NYCFC. He would kind of make stuff happen on his own. But this,
and he is much a team. He is very much a team player.
Yeah, but I think with Sporting Kansas City, maybe it's a better system for him. But he looks like he's getting more chances, and also, and he looks like he has better chemistry with the team overall. Yeah. So Yeah, you got to give him props for that.
It's yeah, I mean, look, it was exciting for even though there was an international break. When will Zlatan even show up? We don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening in MLS. A lot of stuff happening with us. Right now, it's the end of this episode.
Yeah, I got very somber very quickly.
Hey, girl. Goodbye.
It's the end of the episode.
We got to go.
Don't cry.
No.
Because I promise we're going to be back next week.
I'm a wave goodbye up and down till you say bye.
Thank you again for listening. We appreciate it very much. Leave 5 stars on iTunes. Don't forget to do that. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. That's a bunch of stuff happening there. Subscribe to the Designated Player YouTube channel as well because we're going to be putting out videos there too.
Yeah, and check out OG Podcast Network. They got some other great podcasts on there as well. My name is Alexis Guerreros.
My name is Christian Polanco.
Together, what are we?
The Cooligans!